I'm going to remind you in a minute here how to get all the information on that cruise Marianne and I are going on, the nine-night luxury cruise next August from Iceland to the UK. Before we give you that info, let's talk a little bit about the cruise business. With us this morning, Master Travel Planner at the Travel Store, Sue Shelby. Sue, good morning. I want to comment first about the Wall Street Journal article yesterday. A survey of more than 3,000 active leisure travelers in August of last year found that 24% of people traveling at least once within the next 6 months plan to go on a solo trip. So are cruise lines doing anything to accommodate those folks?
Yes, thank you, and thank you for having me, Bob. Yeah, many cruise lines are accommodating solos. We're finding this year and coming into such a busy travel time after all that's happened over the past few years, we have more and more solos. The cruise lines are accommodating. They're introducing people on board. They're inviting solos to travel because they know that, you know, it's not just couples out there and it's not just families out there. Everybody wants to travel. Yeah.
We're going on Oceania again, and what I like is the fact that it's, well, you call it a boutique ship, but it's not one of these ships that has 28,000 passengers, and so the service is fantastic, the food is great. It's a more intimate experience, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and it's much more enjoyable to be on an intimate experience. So the Oceania Marina is the name of the ship. There's only 1,250 passengers on board. Oceania is really about food, art, relaxation, you know, being able to move around without having 28,000 passengers is the key.
Yeah, sure.
And the staff to guest ratio is 1 to 1.5. So you have lots of good service elements on board as well.
Yeah, that ratio says it all. And of course, like all the cruise lines, there's so much to do. And it's a shuffleboard mainly, isn't it? Just kidding.
Yeah, no, definitely not shuffleboard. But, you know, there's walking tracks, there's gym, there's the spa, there's a culinary center where you can do cooking classes as well as cooking experiences. Jacques Pepin is the chef that is Oceania's, above all of Oceania's ships. And on this particular ship, there's six different restaurants. So, you know, you really do have a good variety of places to go and things to do on board.
We're sailing from Reykjavik, Iceland. Is Iceland now one of the top vacation spots?
Yeah. So Iceland, really, I would say in 2018-ish, 19-ish, Iceland became a hot spot. Everyone wanted to go there. There wasn't enough accommodations. There was not enough tour guides and people to accommodate everyone that's come there. So over the last 3-4 years has been really a building boom over there. And Iceland is amazing. It is absolutely beautiful. So the time of year that you're going is perfect because it's sort of mid, you know, summer there. We're talking about August 20th to the 29th. The destination itself is just known for volcanoes, geysers, hot springs, lava fields, gorgeous fjords, beautiful weather, and just a vast of open beauty, for sure.
Scotland and Ireland are on this itinerary, and we'll probably be mingling with a lot of folks of Irish descent, won't we?
Yeah. And, you know, it's on a cruise, you get one day in each port, but you make the most of that day. There's lots of excursions and things to do. You're going to see Dublin. You're going to see Glasgow. You're going to have a Guinness. You know, there's Trinity College, so lots of history over there, and Ireland is a beautiful destination as well.
And everything I've been hearing about the cruise business lately has been folks are going nuts and they're booking out a year, 2 years down the road. Is that what's happening with what you see?
Yeah. So the cruise lines have all been building new ships and looking to the future for quite a long time. We had to stop everything for a minute, but now everybody's back. And I would say that almost all of the cruise ships are already 30 to 50% booked for next year.
All right. Well, we'll remind folks if you want to find out about our cruise next August and if you want to go with us, it's pretty easy to get all the info. Just call the Travel Store, 800-777-777. 800-777-6540, 800-777-6540. Or you can check out our show page at WGNRadio.com, the Surratt show page. There's a travel store box. Just click that and check it out. Hope to see everybody with us. Well, not everybody. Then we'd have 28,000 people on the ship. But we hope to see a lot of folks on that nine-night luxury cruise next August. And Sue Shelby, thank you very much over there at the travel
store.
Thank
you. We're here, and we're ready to book everybody. So,
all right. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
Great.
We, as you know, have a couple of special little get-togethers planned for the WGN listeners. And in between those get-togethers, of course, just try to find me. Just kidding.
Yeah.
No, it's
also, just a quick mention, they're private get-togethers. So
yes, they are.
For you
just
and
for
your
listeners. But, you know,
exactly.
Well, Marianne and I had so much fun on the last one that we ended up having dinner with our listeners, you know, during the time between those special private gatherings. So, should be fun. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Very much.
Thank
Sue.
You.
Appreciate it.